Good morning. We are at the Inn at Virginia Tech and Skelton Conference Center in Blacksburg, Virginia, and I'm Teresa Hughes, the Director of Sales.
You've been here a while?
I have been here a while, Tom. Uh-huh. I've been here since pre-opening, which was in 2005.
Oh, how interesting. I spent time in Roanoke, but I've never spent much time here, and I didn't even know that there was an on-campus Inn Hotel. That is so cool.
It is cool, and I think most people have that same reaction when they learn that, and I understand Roanoke. That's my hometown. I commute every day to Blacksburg and love that, and Blacksburg's all about Virginia Tech. Without Virginia Tech, we wouldn't be here.
Explain the management ownership.
Virginia Tech is our owners. However, we are managed by Crestline Hotels.
Okay, so they get a flag operator to run the hotel, but they're the owners.
That's correct. We're an independent. Crestline has many flagged hotels.
Oh, interesting. How many other universities have an inn on campus? Is this pretty rare?
I think you'd be surprised. There are many. Within Crestline Hotels, we have, of course, the Inn at Virginia Tech. We have Georgia Tech. We have Emory Conference Center. Both, of course, are in Georgia and Atlanta. We've just taken on a new one in Ohio. So there are many. Duke University has a hotel on campus. Neighboring town, Radford, has a hotel on campus. So more than you might think.
That's interesting. It makes so much sense from a practicality standpoint. Even as simple as parents coming, that convenience of coming to do an event on campus or see their kids.
Absolutely. Everybody wants to stay on campus. It's the most convenient place to be. The main reason folks travel to Blacksburg is typically for some sort of on-campus event, whether that be graduation or a football game or moving your student in, moving your student out. There's so many different reasons. So, yeah, they all want to be on campus.
And you're conveniently located on campus. Yesterday, we had a bunch of kids walking past out front. It was a special day for them.
It was a special day. Virginia Tech offers a special celebration when early admission is offered to local students. So they have a little kind of pep rally walkthrough of sorts, and that does take place right here on our property. Yeah, there are lots of special occasions.
So in addition to being an inn, and this would be a four-star level in, right?
Okay.
Yeah, you'll take that.
3.5.
But it's a class act.
It is a class act.
And beyond accommodation in the rooms, you have a restaurant. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so we have 147 guest rooms. We have a full service restaurant for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we have a great little lobby bar with libations and great food. And then we have a full-service conference center.
So this is a place to stay and then stay during the day when you have your conferences.
That's right.
Give us an example of some of the conferences you might hold here, mostly related to university topics.
Yeah, as you might imagine, they really are. They're very driven by the university. Many continuing education style conferences. They're very academic and very important to the university and certainly to our hotel. But we also always in search of new business to bring to the area, whether that's in the corporate market or the association arena, the specialty market, but certainly the academic market is where we really shine.
And you get the periodic free and independent just bumps into you and didn't even know you existed. And
oh, yeah. We'll have first-time visitors, and they'll say, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know this was here. I'm so happy to learn.
Well, it's so subtle, kind of hunkered down, low profile. It doesn't stand out on the hill. And you could drive right by. And
did you love all the hokey stone?
Yeah, exactly. That blends in perfect.
Yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful campus.
And that's a hard sandstone, right?
Yeah, actually Virginia Tech quarries the stone themselves. So.
And most of the on-campus buildings across campus are all the same stone.
That's right.
So you totally blend in.
Yeah, we're part of campus, we're part of who they are, and being located right on campus is just perfect.
And admissions, that's right next door?
Admissions is at the entrance of our property, so yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I feel like to the folks outside of Blacksburg and maybe even Virginia, it kind of is the best kept secret because it's just, it is this, as you referenced it, it's this sweet little gem. It's mm-hmm. a sweet little property. It's ideal whether you're planning an association annual meeting or whether you're planning a corporate sales event or whether you just want to have a family reunion. It doesn't matter. It's just this sweet little property that offers so much. Mm-hmm. And I just love the opportunity of being able to share that.
And even if you never went on campus, it's a great base camp even for going out wine tasting or...
That's exactly how we advertise it. You're right. Yeah. So we love the idea for our leisure travelers mm-hmm. coming to Blacksburg, staying at the inn. This is your home base. And then every day you can go out and plan a hike, can plan canoeing, tubing down the New River, going to nearby wineries. It's just the perfect location.
That's so cool. Teresa, to learn more about the inn?
We do have a website, inn@virginiatech.com. We're always available. Don't ever hesitate to call on us.
Awesome. Teresa, thank you so much for sharing.
My pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
I don't want to leave. This is great.
We've got an extended stay.
Damon Strickland.
Yes.
The buck stops here, doesn't it?
I suppose so.
So, Damon, your world started here at Virginia Tech, right? You were an undergrad here?
It did, from 1995 to 1999 when I graduated.
And you never imagined in your wildest dreams that 20 years later you'd be back at school.
I don't think that was in the cards at the time, but grateful that it is now.
What did you think you were going to do when you were an undergrad here?
Travel the world. I think that's what, you know, the goal and focus was at the time, to get out of the Commonwealth for a little bit. I was born and raised in Chesapeake, Virginia. Spent my entire life in the Commonwealth up to that point and was really ready to venture out mm-hmm. and see a little more.
Did you make it out?
I did, yeah. My first job when I graduated from Virginia Tech took me down to New Orleans, Louisiana for about 4 years.
Wow.
And was there with the Hyatt, with Ritz-Carlton, worked over at the Superdome. So really got my hospitality training down south.
Well, you started out at the top, didn't
yeah,
you?
that was where it's at down there. Doesn't even feel like it's a part of the United States, no. You know, when you're down there.
And we forget it was a part of France.
Yeah.
Part of Spain. And that whole old culture still permeates, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Alive and well.
Yeah. We need to get back on topic, sorry. It's so fascinating, though. Different places around the country. Really cool when they have that individual footprint that makes them different. Not
absolutely.
Just, that's harder and harder to retain today.
Yeah, you know, much like we do here, you know, you have to draw upon your local community. You know, what is it that your local community offers mm-hmm. that is unique to the outside world?
And even visually, we were talking earlier about the architecture. We're at the inn at the university, and the architecture blends so perfectly with the rest of the campus.
Yeah.
That when I drove up, I thought it was an academic building.
Yeah, but, very, very blended in.
Yeah, perfectly. Kind of stealth.
Right.
Which is interesting, too, because it gives this as an inn, as a place to stay, kind of this panache, this sophisticated mm-hmm. appearance architecturally. It's not garish, not gaudy, not glass and brass.
Yeah.
Tell us about how your world morphed back home.
Yeah, so had the opportunity to return to Blacksburg in February of 2022 to manage the inn here.
Did they seek you out or did you throw your hat in the ring?
You know, I think it might have been, you know, maybe a mutual seeking. Mm-hmm. It was an opportunity that I never thought would come up. But once it did, one that I knew I had to put in for. And I think at the time, I've been with my current company for going into my 15th year now. So mm-hmm. they know the type of results, you know, that I'm used to producing. It was just a perfect match because I'm Hokie through and through since 1999. Have always made it an effort to return to Blacksburg, mm-hmm. no matter where I was at the time in my career. Always just found opportunities to get back here and enjoy Blacksburg.
Interesting. Have you been able to employ any of the things that you learned when you went out and saw the big world?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, every stop that I've ever made, you know, I've absorbed different ways of leading and managing and have incorporated that throughout my career.
It would follow that you've melded in some of the Ritz-Carlton's modeling of management.
Absolutely. You know, that was a great training ground and service company to learn from. So I've taken a lot of that knowledge and incorporated it here into an independent operation, which isn't constrained so much as a brand, but allows us a lot of flexibility in how we do things.
Yeah. Ritz-Carlton has their credo.
Yes.
That you have to carry in a little card. And my favorite line item is, if a guest comes to you and presents a problem. You know, I have a problem in my kitchen, you know, the sink in my bathroom won't stop running. And you happen to be a gardener. You still own that problem until it's resolved. As an employee, you can't, well, it's not right. My department. That's brilliant.
It really is. And, you know, we've incorporated here, we kind of play off of that, but we've got a set of what we call our superior service standards. And that absolutely is one of those standards.
Taking that a step further, in addition to the quality of the architecture, the soft goods and furnishings, it's the people that make a hotel or an inn or a B&B stay memorable and what drives you to come back.
No question. This is still a people-driven business. You know, hospitality will always be done by humans, you know, for the most part. So I think that's really what I've enjoyed about this industry is that it's still people-focused.
That being said, dovetailing back to the university being on campus, this is a training ground. This is a breeding ground for hospitality kids, isn't it?
It is.
Talk to us how you harvest and loop in.
Yeah, so we work very closely with the hospitality management program at Virginia Tech. I currently sit on their board of advisors for the program. Mm-hmm. So we absolutely tap into the labor and the talent that they've got in terms of the students. And, you know, what I've told them since I got here is I want them to consider the inn their laboratory for developing these individuals to go out there and be the next generation of hospitality leaders. So we absolutely want to be that lab for them to practice.
Includes food and beverage.
Yes, absolutely.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Do you give them hands-on assignments and things to problem solve? And
yeah, you know, there's always going to be a lot of the students have field studies that they have to complete, which is going to kind of put them through a project phase. So, you know, we've been able to have some of those individuals seek out an opportunity and then help us try to resolve it.
This is a little random, but have you ever thrown out challenges and have them come back and teach you something?
You know, yes, absolutely. You know, we give them an opportunity to provide their feedback, you know, on the work that they're doing. Again, possibly ways that it could be performed better.
And that's maybe because of that objectivity. They can see things that you're blind to because you're looking too many different.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A little bit more about the internships and how you loop in hospitality on campus here.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, with just having the students available, a lot of us, Teresa and myself and some of our other senior leadership members have gone and presented at some of their classes. Mm-hmm. We've done tours here with the students, not just with the university, but some of the local high schools. So we really try to give them an inside picture of what it's like to work in hospitality.
That's cool. For real, not theoretical.
Yeah, they get to see it right up close.
Mm-hmm. You've been here a while. How do you keep yourself enthused and refreshed and challenged yourself?
Yeah, you know, I think with this business, what I truly enjoy is that no 2 days are the same. Mm-hmm. We have different groups that grace our doors, you know, every day. There's always different levels of activity going on. So just not having everything so routine, I think for me, is a blessing. And it just gives us an opportunity to do something different every single day.
I know across America, one of the huge challenges is workforce employment and workforce housing is becoming more and more of a literal crisis. How are you overcoming that and keeping employment staffing up?
We've really stabilized, I'd say, over the past year and a half. It was probably a little bit of a struggle coming out of 2021 and starting 2022. Mm-hmm. But we've seen a lot more workforce participation since that time. So it's gotten a little bit easier out there. Our continued challenge will be making sure that people understand that hospitality and service is still an option out there, where during the pandemic, you know, we did lose a lot of individuals out of our industry as a whole who just went and found something else to do. We need to bring some of those folks back to our industry. So I think that'll continue to be our challenge, is just attracting people to our industry. You know, I think much like Teresa, just this region for me has just been so attractive. I've worked and lived all up and down the East Coast for most of my life, but the mountains of Virginia have always called me back, especially here in the New River Valley. It's just a beautiful, beautiful area, great pace of life, so many activities to explore and do in this region. And then again, for me to have a connection to my alma mater and the university that really put me on my path to success has been great. It's my opportunity to give back and support those efforts.
That's so cool. Okay, last chance.
Thank you very much.
Damon Strickland, General Manager, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom. It's been a pleasure.
And again, to learn more about your world, go to the website.
Yeah, innitvirginiatech.com is probably the best way. We're also out there on Instagram and some of the other social media platforms, but definitely innitvirginiatech.com.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
World Bicycle Relief partners with communities to deliver specially designed, locally assembled, rugged bicycles for people in need. Nearly 1 billion people in rural regions of the world live in communities far from the nearest paved road, walking miles every day just to survive. Distance is a barrier to attending school, receiving health care, delivering goods to market, and other critical services needed to thrive. Find out how you can help deliver rugged, dependable, life-changing bicycles to deserving communities. Log on to worldbicyclerelief.org to learn more.